Welcome to the episode of the Four Loops Golf Podcast here. I'm sitting in a car with Pennant Golf Managers Michael Ryan, Chris Nugent, Jai Spindler here, caddy extraordinaire. How did we go today, Michael? What do the Colts do?
Well, today we played down at Huntingdale Golf Club. It was a lovely morning and the Colts got off to a fantastic flying start for the season, winning 3.5, 1.5 over the National Golf Club. It was a great effort by all the players and caddies and team managers.
Was it a close encounter, or we had them covered all day?
No, it was it ebbed and flowed all day long. We were down in some, we were up in some, but it was a little bit flattering to Medway. We got a win that separated us from National by 8 and 10, the last match to finish. He won 2 up.
Oh, that's good. Now, Chris Nugent, you were floating around as team manager. Are there any sort of special shots or comments you want to make about some special efforts that some of the boys did today?
Just reiterating on 8 and 10, the finish that he presented on the 16th and the 17th, to stand up under pressure, hit a good wedge shot on 16 with his opponent already on the green. And then after a wayward drive on 17, finished with a par there, and ultimately the win. I thought that was incredible.
Because he was down. He was one down or something with 3 or 4 holes to go.
So he was 2 down.
2 down.
One point, and four back to square, and then ultimately 1 up, and never relinquished that.
Oh, that's good. And Michael, you did a caddying job today. You relinquished the team managership to Chris. And who did you caddy for today?
I caddied for young Tom Noe, who put in a stellar performance. In his own words, he didn't hit it very well. But ladies and gentlemen, he got it done 7 and 5. An outstanding effort.
7 and 5, he would have been at lunch early.
Let's just say we were watching the others finish off. And can I add... congratulations to 8 and 10, a win on debut. Fantastic, absolutely. And the boys got around him. They were so wrapped in his effort.
Oh, that's good. Look, you know, debut on that first tee, and it would have been a few nerves there. Did he stripe it up the middle or
Yeah, no, he striped it right up the middle.
Beautiful.
He did. I think he put it a bit left, didn't he? He went left.
Slightly
left, look, I'm sure the nerves would have been coursing through his body, and next week we have the luxury of Aiden's father's going to be the official Medway team, Colts team photographer, so you won't only just be listening to us on air, you'll be actually being able to see some footage, some photos.
Oh, that's fantastic. So it's really good to get off to a flying start, because the Pennant season's so short. If you don't get out of the barriers, then you're playing catch up for the rest of the season. So it was what, 3.5 to 1.5? That's
1.5.
That's 1.5. Okay.
Yeah, so the other match that we won was young Jarvis Biffin. You were on the bag of Jarvis. He won 4 and 3, I think.
Yes,
quite a convincing win. So for a long time, we sort of sat on two wins, and then we went to 2.5 wins. And then unfortunately, young Jacob Noe just played. He played. He's a good player, Jacob. He played really well, but he just come up against somebody who was a little bit better. Beat him 4 and 3 or 5 and 4. I'm not sure. But to Jacob's credit, he was a bit upset about the loss, but
yep.
He'll come back. I'm sure. I have every confidence that Jacob will play up to his usual standard next week.
Sounds like he batted on, and some days you just come up against a better golfer, and there's really not much you can do if some guy's on form. So yeah, it's just how it goes. But that's good, guys. So look, we're off to a flyer, and our first little Pennant update for the club members to have a quick listen to. And let's fingers crossed we can march on into Division 1, hey?
Yes, thank you, and great job by Chris Nugent. Pulled the team together this morning, got it all organised, and did a great job. Well done, Chris.
That's good. Now, look, any special comments there from our special guest, Jai Spindler? First day in the bag, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Pretty good performance, and hopefully we can just take it into next week.
Did your we're just taking it one game at a time, hey?
Yeah.
Did your did he win? Yep. So yeah, who did you caddy for?
Aiden.
Oh, you caddy for Aiden. Oh, well, it's just the Aiden Tan podcast here. I mean, it's we're all pumping up his tyres, which is fantastic. And so were you you were the secret to his success, were you?
Yeah. It was all him.
It was all him, and you're just the end of the icing on the cake, I suppose. But and did you enjoy caddying? How was that? Because, you know, there might be some young listeners out there that one day want to grab a bag. And did you help him out with club selection or putting or just push the bag? What did you do?
I tried to help out with everything, but it was just good to get into the pennant and get into the team.
No, that's good because you really get to see it, and no doubt as time marches on, your opportunity to step up to the plate, and it's good to get you sort of know what it's all about. Rather than you know how it works, and you know sometimes you've got to make pars to get to win holes, but sometimes a bogey or even a double can get over the line if your opponent's in the trees. So you learn valuable things like that. So that's good. All right, well look, we've given the members a bit of an update of what's happening in youth pennant. It's not Colts anymore, the youth pennant. So yeah, look, till next time. We'll catch up with you. Cheers. Bye.